here with the Shape of a Circle podcast, how everyday discipleship is shaped by your everyday relationships. And I'm going to take you through an exercise today to rebuild your spiritual disciplines. Let's talk about shaping those together. It's an exercise a mentor took me through a while back, and I hope it's as meaningful for you as it was for me. Make a note of every spiritual discipline you're supposed to do. Someone told you you're supposed to do it. You think you're supposed to do it. It's just on that framework of, hey, I should be doing this with some kind of regularity. So what is it for you? At least one chapter of the Bible per day? 20 minutes of reading before bed at night? Meeting up with someone from your discipleship setting on a weekly basis? Whatever it is, you know, Christian radio while you're driving instead of something else, that favorite podcast from the pastor, like whatever it is that keeps you growing with Jesus that you think you should do, write it all down. Okay? And then put a big X through it all. Cross it off. Give yourself a fresh sheet of paper and ask yourself, what do I want to do? Where's God leading my heart right now? If I were to follow the path of desire, like I just desire a relationship with Jesus. It's not the Bible, the prayer, the podcast that you desire. It's Jesus you desire. What will take you closer to Jesus right now? You see, in this regard, I'm going to kind of relate the idea of a spiritual discipline to a Keurig machine. This is going to be funny, so stick with me on it. The thing that's most important with the Keurig machine is that you change it out with a fresh pod every day. You can go back to the usual French roast or donut shop blend that you've always been a fan of, or you can go with something brand new like the light roast or the caramel macchiato flavor if you're living on the edge today, right? It's always going to be coffee. It's always going to caffeinate you. The important part is that you change the pod out fresh every day. And that's what it's like with our spiritual disciplines of, yeah, if you looked at that list you made, putting a big X through something like scripture seems like you just created sacrilege right there. It's impossible to picture growing with Jesus without scripture. But what about today? If you read a Christian book instead of reading the Bible, is that going to take you further from God? If you were to just have 20 minutes of listening to God instead of your 20 minutes of prayer with Him, is that going to take you away from Him? You see, part of what we got to get in the habit of doing is changing things out fresh every day. Whether we go and grab for the same old pod we've always used and plug it in and use it fresh today, that's one great way of doing it. Or it can be grabbing a whole different pod that we haven't been used to using, but just to shake it up. As long as it's fresh every morning, that's what a spiritual discipline is about. And so I encourage you, don't get caught up into having to do the same routine every single day, every single week. Give yourself the freedom of feeling the desire for Jesus on your heart and changing it out with that which would be most fresh. Right.